Good day, everybody. In today's podcast, I'm going to have another how-to session with fitting a latch. And this time, I'm going with a ring latch for the gate. You may have seen these. They're used all over the land, garden gates, and they come in a whole variety of colours and finishes. Usually with a plain handle, and you can have them with matching hinges, usually from the same suppliers. There's so many different options. You can have it galvanised, you can have it steel, you can have it sort of black antique, brass effect, zinc plated, and they always look really, really ornate and stylish, no matter what finish you choose, and they're really, really useful as well, an excellent way to open and shut. Securing fastened gates and doors. So to fit a ring latch, you're going to start off needing to drill a 1-inch diameter hole in the gate style, the upright, at least 2.5 inches from the edge of the gate. Now, care must be taken to ensure that the rotating part of the rosette is not pressed against the wood of the style. This would then prevent the free rotation of the ring. Second step is to cut the square rod 1 inch longer than the thickness of the gate style. Then insert the square rod into one of the rosettes and screw it to the gate, ensuring that the square rod is central in the hole. Step three, place the other rosette over the square rod and screw. Use sort of number 8 screws and put it into the opposite side of the gate. Make sure that they are aligned squarely to ensure free rotational movement. Step 4, screw the bar retainer guide to the gate near the edge of the gate. Use 1.5 inch screws, and it should be installed so that the horizontal bar is level and resting on the bottom of the bar retainer guide. Step 5, screw that striker on the post parallel and at the same level as the bar retainer guide. Again, use 1.5 inch screws. This should then be fastened and ready to use. As I said before, these are really popular across the country. Look great, work really well. There's no substitute for quality products such as this. When you're going with iron steel work, it's just going to work and last a very long time. So I hope you found that useful, and if you get stuck at all, or perhaps you have any tips to add yourselves, please do get in touch. Until next time.